This is Mark Till, editor of the Journal of Healthcare Contracting and Repertoire. Today is September 26th. I'm talking to Ed Lewis, who is the Assistant Director of Supply Chain Services at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. Ed, thanks for taking a few minutes with us today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Ed, let's start out. I just wanted to ask you about, you had a heads up on the days immediately preceding Harvey landfall, which is on August 25th. What preparations did you make in those, in that week, 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, et cetera, immediately preceding the 25th of August?
Okay. Well, I want to preface the what we did the week before the storm to let you know that we have a formal emergency management committee that we meet monthly, and we go through drills as far as to cover active shooters, hurricanes, floods, to know exactly what we need to do, what departments need to do what, so that we're not running around like chickens with our heads cut off when something does hit. So a week before the storm, we're looking at we have an offsite warehouse that's about 60,000 square feet for our mid-surge supplies, and we make sure that we have enough stock to hold this for a week during the storm and after the storm to make sure that we don't run out of product.
Okay.
So when that product is delivered, we put the product on emergency carts and bring them to the main campus facility to make sure that they're there so we don't have to worry about trucking it in as we need it.
Got it.
But we also have two alternate site community hospitals that we service. And so we do the same thing with them. We make sure that the supplies are there for that period of time that we typically would have delayed deliveries or possibly no deliveries.
Okay. Thanks, Ed. So it looks like you were prepared. So, Ed, let's go back. It's August 25th. Where are you? Were you at home? Were you at the hospital? Where was your staff?
Okay. When any employee joins Texas Children's Hospital, there is a they sign up for either the prep, the ride out, or the recovery team.
Okay.
And that's approved by management and their department. I happen to be on the ride out team, so from Saturday morning before the storm, I was here, and I was here until Wednesday after the storm.
Okay.
And
that
we
must have been
an
experience.
We have a command center. We work in shifts. I was lucky enough to get the 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shifts. So it was a little grueling, but it was very rewarding.
Ed, you did not Texas did not have to evacuate patients. Is that correct?
No, it was business as usual. We did discharge as many patients as we could prior to the storm. But we were full activity during the storm, no shutdown.
Got it. Did you have loss of power or any flooding?
We had flooding around the medical center, no power down. What we did as a precautionary measure, we have a women's pavilion for labor and delivery also. We have a hotel across the street from the hospital that I reserved 20 rooms for a three-day period, we housed women that were pregnant that were due to give birth any time in the near future because during a hurricane, premature labor happens, and we wanted to make sure that our patients were there close to the hospital.
Okay, great. So I had landfall strikes. It's August 25th. In those 7 to 10 days following Harvey, what were your biggest challenges?
Our biggest challenge was road closures. You could not get to the medical center. We didn't have access to our community hospitals because of the roads. So it was a blessing that we had enough supplies to last us through the storm. We also typically have relief on the ride-out team that people come in and relieve the people that have been here. We didn't have that luxury because they could not get in from the storm. So the ones that started off as the ride-out pretty much stayed the whole time at the hospital.
Okay. Ed, how are things today? Today, by the way, is the 26th, so we're just a little bit over a month since landfall.
today at the hospital, it's business as usual. Looking at the weather here, you wouldn't know that we had had the storm. So everything's back to our normal activities. We did have quite a few employees that lost their homes and their cars that we're dealing with on an individual departmental basis, and we have an employee assistance program to help them. But as far as the patients, it was very transparent.
Okay. And in terms of lessons learned, it sounds like Texas has a plan, an emergency preparedness plan. Any other words of advice? Were there any surprises that you hadn't anticipated that you might want to share with colleagues who might experiencing something similar?
The first thing I want to say is for anyone who doesn't have a formal emergency management committee, they need to have one. And we had a central command center, so all requests during the storm went through the command center, so 3 or 4 people weren't doing the same task assigned. So it's very important to be organized when you're having a disaster like this so that everybody knows what's happening. The problems that we did have during the storm is that because we didn't anticipate such horrible flooding, we didn't have access to certain areas that we needed. So we actually had to have a helicopter deliver pharmaceuticals to the Woodlands Hospital because we could not get to the hospital to deliver drugs.
Okay.
So there's certain things that we had to fly by the seat of our pants and get something done, which was not the normal way to get it there, but
right.
You know, we made do to make sure that we got the MedSurg products to the patients.
Excellent. Add one last question. Is there anything that you need today that you'd like to get out to the readers and listeners?
Actually, as far as needing anything for the hospital, we're fine. We've got a wonderful family-oriented employee, band, bond for all of our employees. So we're all chipping in and helping employees financially with clothes for their kids, helping them get to and from work. So we're all, one big family that's just helping people get through this.
Okay. Ed, good luck, and thanks again so much for sharing your thoughts.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.